Chapter 29. A fellow writer in my senior center writing group inquired if I could write something besides satire. "You've read my stuff. Is it all satire?" To answer my question, I guess it is. Another fellow writer said I was a curmudgeon. I looked up curmudgeon in the dictionary. That's a crank, sorehead, bellyacher, crabby, and grouch. Gosh, I'm all that. So here's the poem this writer wrote about me. I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted. You tell me. Oh, Jackie O. Always buttoned up in a Dior knockoff, institutionalized by the other Jackie O. She joins us with a short sheaf of sentiments, neatly rhymed and read with reserve and gravitas. If there's anything even passing for good in contemporary society, I've not heard Jackie's blessing bestowed. Rather Andy Rooney of late, an institution himself on current events TV, set the bar sufficiently high. He dissuaded all others of IQs greater than a head of red cabbage from challenging his curmudgeon Olympic title. However, I, a judgment committee of one, do hereby award our own Jackie a bronze medal in curmudgeon commentary as brought to light here in our writing group and of late in our Free for All Lit group. It's become an addiction for me, waiting on whom and what Jackie's wit and perspicacity will skewer. If shot through with contradictions and irritations, Jackie's on top of it for our amusement and edification. Her bashful smile camouflaging delirious glee at poetically running whoever she chooses to run through. Bob Hendricks wrote that about me in my writing group. Let's see. Am I grouchy about anything? Well, I can't ride my bike anymore. I have a friend older than I am, and he takes a long ride on his bike every morning. I'm disgusted and angry with myself that I can't even balance myself on my bike anymore. By the way, did you know when the bicycle was first invented, doctors claimed people would get bicycle droop if they rode them? And religions claimed women would become wanton because they couldn't ride side saddle. So much for bicycles. I vent with humor. Gives me a catharsis. But getting stuff off my chest doesn't neutralize that anger. Rather, it intensifies it. So a better strategy is to keep it all to myself and make others laugh. The main thing is identifying the goals of my anger. And you can read all about them in my previous writing where I'm sounding off. I came in contact with an old Vietnam vet with grizzled hair and grizzled looks, his hair growing everywhere except on the top of his head, who was recently released from the psych ward at the vet hospital. He'd grumble and grunt and tell us off. He says we're all bums as we've never been in a war, and as we haven't killed anyone, we're complete four-flushers. I replied, "What about all those out-of-work guys who have no hope of finding a job as companies are moving to areas where they can pay slave wages, not to mention the use of automation, computers, and robots to do the work that people used to do? What about them?" Then I ended our conversation. It's more fun to kill someone than it is to be out of work. Not very nice of me. Naughty Jackie. Curmudgeon Jackie. Could I have controlled my angry outburst? because now that I've unloaded, I feel guilt, which is nothing but anger at myself. It's good to have a few knacks to beat back the anger. Humor is my number one solution. But my second choice is reading. Sooner or later, I'll find the answer in a book. Of course, there's always anger management classes. I don't know of any classes around here, but of course, maybe people that attend those classes don't want anyone to know. I know I sure wouldn't. And of course, there's a pharmaceutical calm. I know a lot of people who do their morning calm pills with their coffee. And I might have become one of those too. As I went through a depression, anger turned inward, and guzzled coffee like an addiction. But reading pulled me out of my depression. What did I read that has changed my life? Well, it was one sentence. Don't know where I found it, but the sentence was, anger is nothing more than holding the concept I'm entitled to a just world. Anger all gone. Of course, it also helps that I live alone.